Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, if it's your first time joining me, welcome to the show. We've been here 10 years. Where have you been? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what's going on in your life because I do want to know. I'm here in LA, actually, so we have a great show. I'm in the studio tonight representing wearing a New York Yankees hat whenever I'm here in LA because that's what I can do. And why did I bring that up? Because I just felt like letting you all know what I'm wearing. So we've got a fun show because my buddy Gabe Lopez is back tonight. God Bless the Queens is the new album that just dropped. And also, my co-author is here with us tonight, Becky Diamond. She's going to tell us about her book, Mrs. Goodfellow, The Story of America's First Cooking School. It's out on paper books. So, you know, we're in that mode where it's like almost November. And that means it's basically Christmas at Lowe's and Home Depot and every CVS and everywhere else around the world. So you're getting ready for Christmas shopping. I know that's crazy, but the fun part about that is that, you know, I love books. And I love a good paperback for a stocking stuffer. I think it's one of the best things. So, and for anything, just give books. You know what I'm saying? They're a great thing. They're a great gift to give and an easy gift to give. So here in LA, what am I doing here this weekend? Well, of course, like I knew I was coming here. So I said, Gabe has to come into the studio because we have a new one since he's been here on Max and Friends. So that was naturally going to happen. And then, well, that I'm not going to share, but Halloween, I think I wanted to do Halloween in LA. So I was like, let me like figure it out. And we went to some fun parties last night. So I'm still like trying to figure out what happened because my feet hurt, my legs hurt. I don't know what I turned out to be. It was just like a big crow, I think. So I let them eat crow. Everybody. All right. Well, that's the kind of show we're into tonight. The natural ambiance of Max and Friends here. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Follow me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. I'm just trying to fill in the time until we got to go into this next interview. But right now here on Max and Friends, you know what? Let's just go right into it. This is my show. How are you doing? All right. Welcome back, Becky Diamond, to Max and Friends. Hey, Becky.
Hey, Max. Hey, how are you?
I am just rambling because I have a full show to fill and it is like a live show for me. I haven't done them in so long because I'm always doing pre-records, but I am glad you're here. I'm doing wonderful. And Mrs.
Yeah,
Goodfellow,
thanks for having me.
You know, you always have a home here on Max and Friends, Becky Diamond.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why awesome. For our listeners, because, you know, Max and Friends is Max and Friends. But when you come back the second time, third time, fourth time, you're like Max and Family. So I might have to change the name of the show. But I had Becky on Max and Friends for the book, The $1,000 Dinner. And Delmonico's was written in there. And I said, about a year later, wasn't it, that I contacted you? I said, I think you would be a perfect fit to help me co-author the book on Oscar Tucci and Delmonico's. And here we are.
Absolutely.
So before we get into Mrs. Goodfellow, let's just back up again to the $1,000 dinner because that book, great success. It's, you know, it's a wonderful story. So for our listeners tonight, tell us about the $1,000 dinner just briefly, and then we'll get into Mrs. Goodfellow.
Sure. So the $1,000 dinner was an 1851 culinary duel between Delmonico's in New York and James Parkinson's restaurant in Philadelphia. And when I read about it, I just thought it was fascinating since we have all these top chef cooking shows and challenges these days that there was something that took place in 1851 mm-hmm. with 30 men in attendance and 17 course dinner. It was amazing. And
an average Friday night, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they called it the $1,000 dinner because it cost $1,000 in, you know, in 19th century money, but today it would be $32,000. So just incredible.
I'm
over
hungry.
The top.
Becky,
food.
You know, it's only 8 o'clock here in LA and I could go for a 17 course dinner right now. But lo and behold, Delmonico's lost, right? The battle.
Well, they lost that challenge. Right. That's correct. There were later ones that they definitely won. But yeah, this The men stood up three different times in appreciation, just saying it was the best meal they had ever had in their lives. So James Parkinson knew what he was doing, that's for sure.
That's for sure. So, well, yeah. Let's segue into Mrs. Goodfellow, because it is the story of America's first cooking school. You had it out in hard copy. Now mm-hmm. it's out in the paperback, which I love a good right. paperback book. It's so much easier to travel with.
Yeah. So, and I like it because we changed the cover too a little bit. So it's nice to have a refresh with a new cover.
Totally.
And it just is really sharp looking. So I'm thrilled about that.
Well,
too.
You know, you're getting raves about a fascinating social culture and commercial history. Diamond's book fills a large gap in American culinary history. Becky Diamond, that's the Library Journal. Becky Diamond is the expert of yes. this fascinating historical figure from PBS, a delicious exploration of life and legacy of one of America's most influential cooks, Pennsylvania Heritage Magazine. They're loving the book. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Mrs. Goodfellow, she's often called the mother of American cooking because she had the first cooking school mm-hmm. in all of America. And it just happened to be in Philadelphia, which is near where I live. So I was able to do a lot of the research, you know, nearby. And I just found she was a fascinating woman. She not only did she have this cooking school, but she ran it out of her pastry shop. So she was the owner of the pastry shop. Plus, she did catering while managing her whole household, and she had two children, and she just had such a full, vibrant life, teaching these young girls and young, recently married women how to be cooks and how to throw fancy dinner parties and, you know, just really set the table. So it wasn't just the cooking. It was kind of like a finishing school in a way, you know.
She was like Emily Post and Martha Stewart before Emily Post and Martha Stewart.
Exactly. You know, she would teach them, you know, etiquette and, you know, all the fine points that they needed to know to be, you know, the top in their society circle, mm-hmm. basically. And especially pastries. That was a big, like, artistic thing to do, is to know how to make the best pastries. And, you know, just like today, then people would talk about it for weeks afterwards. You know, this right. person made the best desserts with this dinner party. So, it was a different model than the culinary school today.
Right, totally. And PBS would have given her a special, right? She'd been like Julia Childs on PBS.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. Right? Definitely.
You know what, Becky, yep. what, like, you take such specific individuals and you take such specific events. What inspires you and draws you to, for instance, Mrs. Goodfellow?
Yeah, you know, I just read a blurb about her in a cooking magazine, and that's what I like to do. I like to take those little details and expand them, because I just always figure if something's interesting to me, it's mm-hmm. going to be interesting to other people, especially mm-hmm. if they like that kind of intersection between food and history, which there is a lot to learn there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot. I always say there's a lot about history we can learn through food, mm-hmm. and vice versa. You know, what did people eat? What did they not eat? You know, how did they set their table different than we do today? All those things. So, you know, if you just take one little subject and expand, you find all these different interesting nuggets of information that that all fit together
and so, tell a beautiful story yeah. too.
Yeah, you know, I learned a lot mm-hmm. reading, you know, and doing the research about her. And that's how I found out about the $1,000 dinner. So that's what I always tell people, too, is you're doing some research and it leads to another interesting story and another, and it mm-hmm. just kind of continues on that way. And that's how I found out more about Delmonico's, too, you know, through the $1,000 dinner. And that was another fascinating part of our culinary history, one of the most important and famous too. So
right, well, and you know, for yeah. people who are tuning in right now, go get the book. It's out. You can go to beckydiamond.com, but oh no, beckyldiamond.com, and the author of the $1,000 dinner, and of course Mrs. Goodfellow, the story of America's first cooking school. But also you can go to Amazon. It's all on those, right? Amazon and
yes.
Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, yep. And get the book. Absolutely. It's a perfect gift. The holidays are coming up. I just love it. I adore Becky. What people don't know is that Becky and I got together and we're like, we're going to figure out a story on Oscar Tucci and Oscar's Delmonico's from like 1926 to present day, basically. The restaurant's still in existence. And it's been quite the journey, hasn't it,
Becky? Yes. It's. I mean, again, I just keep learning more and more about culinary history and just the fascinating things that we can all take from that, you know. Yeah. So and you and your family are just a big part of that. It's amazing. So
No, and what's amazing is that, you know, you get it. And I think that, you know, you and I, we are going through a lot right now with publishers and figuring out the way to do the book and really how to tell the story and everything. So it's really, we're doing a composition basically of this, of something major, but it's, people are always asking, when's the book coming out? And, you know, I'm always telling them, get Becky's book. You can understand her writing. So, you know, so people are so eager for the book and, you know, I call it the elephant birth, but it will eventually, this book will be birthed, Becky.
Yes, we definitely will, yes.
You know, and I think also, what do you think the importance of, for instance, let's talk about it, you know, because maybe we'll put it out there, but, you know, the importance of Oscar Tucci and how he ran Delmonico's for you, what are some things that, just in our conversations over the year that you've taken, they were like, oh, that's pretty interesting. What have you taken from Oscar Tucci and Delmonico's?
I just think one of the main things is he just seemed like such a kind, honest proprietor of a restaurant. You know, he wasn't ruthless in any way. He didn't, you know, you know how sometimes a business person can just really not, they put themselves first. I felt like Oscar put everyone else first, really, like his workers, his family, everything. And the restaurant, you know, you've talked about that too. The restaurant was his baby. So, you know, that's to me, like, just his whole demeanor just seems so even keeled, kind and generous. So, you know, that's, I think, my one main takeaway I'd like to convey to people when they read the book is just his whole, you know, personality just seems so amazingly kind. So,
Becky, if you could have dinner with a bunch of people, who are some that you would want, dead or alive, who would you want to have at your table?
Oh, gosh. James Beard. Absolutely. you know, and probably some of the modern day, you know, like Martha Stewart and Jacques Pepin. And I love all the ones on PBS. I feel like, you know, Julia Child, all the famous culinary greats. But, you know, and then it would be interesting to have a few other people, you know, colorful people thrown in too, just into the mix, you know, authors and movie stars and stuff, but definitely the culinary.
You would have to have Mrs. Goodfellow there for sure.
Yeah. And her too. Definitely. I always said I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall, like just watching her work in her shop.
Right. Well, we can be a fly on the wall because you wrote the book about it.
True, yeah. Right? That is true.
So you are the fly on the wall for Mrs. Goodfellow, the story of America's first cooking school. So for all of you foodies and food snobs and all of those out there tonight, go get the book, read it, love it, and tweet Becky and interact with her and let her know what you think of the book. Becky, we got to wrap this up. I'm so grateful that you're here tonight. I know it's late over in Pennsylvania. So
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, I adore you. And the book is a great read. And I'm so happy for you that it's out on paperback. And are you, you know, are your books going on audio?
You know, I haven't heard if they will yet or not, but hopefully at some point that would be great. They're all on Kindle, too. They're all electronic format. Oh, you can get them on Kindle and Nook, too.
Perfect. Well, all right, Becky Diamond, I have a beautiful night. I'm so grateful that you joined us tonight here on Max and Friends.
Well, thank you. You have a beautiful night as well. Enjoy LA.
Thanks. I'll talk to you sooner than later.
Okay.
Bye, Becky.
Bye.
All right. Well, that is my girl, Becky Diamond, here on Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for joining us tonight here on Max and Friends. My guest coming up is Gabe Lopez. He's recently crossed the US and UK opening for Belinda Carlisle on her 2014-2017 tours. That's a long time of touring at venues such as the Indigo at O2, Manchester Academy, Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, the Fonda in LA, and BB King's New York City. His new album, God Bless the Queens, will be released on November 9th on Spectre Records and distributed through Sony. So it's a Scorpio, the album. But right now here on Max and Friends, Firestar by Gabe Lopez. And when we're back, he's here. Stay tuned.
return, feeling the scars, feeling the weight of days like these. But you're a star, love, a superstar, my love. Don't you ever let them take the light from you.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Tucci. I am ready for this show tonight because that song, Firestar, I'm like, I am a Firestar. Welcome back, Gabe Lopez.
Hey, how's it going? Hi, Tucci.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. I'm just going to be Tucci. You know, like Madonna and Cher. No, I go by the last name. I'm Tucci.
I can't do that. Lopez is like Spanish for Smith, so.
Exactly. Right. Right. Tucci is like, everyone's like, are you related to Stanley Tucci? I'm like, he wishes, please. We're from Florence. Welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, my God.
I love
it. It's been forever.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
All right. Two years since.
Since I saw you.
Since I saw you.
Yeah.
But since you've been on this show.
Oh, my gosh.
In the old studio.
Well, I think I've been on a couple times since then.
You have?
Maybe like three times.
But never in the studio
since.
No,
never this one.
We're doing pretty
this
good.
This view is great.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. Yeah. It's like chaos and control. It looks left, you have all the traffic, and then you have like the football field over there.
You know, L.A.
L.A. La. But I'm so grateful you're here. The new album, I thought it dropped already because I have it in my hand. So you guys be like, oh, the new album's here.
Yeah.
But November 9th.
November 9th,
God
yeah.
bless the Queens.
Yeah, a little less than 2 weeks away.
Okay, so yeah. Where did God Bless the Queens come from?
Well, like every song is a story on there. It's either my story or friends, you know, stories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just thought, okay, what's kind of LGBT related? LGBTQ, LGBT, ABC. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, okay.
GBTQ.
I know. I got those, huh? So I thought, well, it's just kind of, you know, a tongue-in-cheek way of, you know, unifying all these messages in the songs and stories.
Storytelling.
Yeah.
I love storytelling. Yeah. So Firestar, tell us about it.
It's, you know, people go through their hard times and they can't find themselves and they think, you know, how am I going to get up from this and bounce back? And it's about just finding that inner light and
That's always there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think what people are doing, you know, a lot of the time, people dim their lights so that others can shine brighter.
Yes.
But that fire star inside of you, I like it because it's burning.
Yeah. Don't forget who you are and, you know, what you've built inside.
So whose story is that on here?
I will not say. It's not mine. Okay. But it's
it's someone's.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, it's everyone who's listened to it that can relate to it.
Yeah.
It's your story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what music is, because it turns into my story because I can relate.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the goal, too, that people can relate. You know, I want to communicate something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you tell us what your story is on here?
Oh, just about the rest of them are me, I think. Yeah.
Like one for them and the rest for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Let them eat quick. I'm tired.
Tucci. I know. You were out last night, you said.
Oh, my God.
I was, too.
And, you know, we went to like 12 parties. I'm not a drinker. So for me, it's not about like I drank too much or this, that. I can stay up until the cock crows.
And I did. I think I got home at five.
Did. Yeah. You do?
I got home at five, yeah.
And that just throws my whole day into a twist.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is Tucci. Well,
what was your costume?
I don't know. You know, Gabe Lopez.
Yes.
I don't know. I was a crow.
Yes.
But I was a beautiful crow, like a 6'8" crow.
That's gorgeous. That's amazing. That's so good.
I was a black crow with a Kim Kardashian booty, and I had a encrusted beak.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Any pictures of that?
They're out there. They're out there because can I have a picture? Just don't touch me. The first, and I have these big titties. So the first thing everyone wants to do, they're like, can I? I'm like, hashtag me too.
Oh my God.
Get the fuck away from me with my titties and my big crow self. But yeah, you know, there's an interesting thing when you do Halloween, and it's coming up this week. Are you going out for Halloween?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you last night?
Well, okay. So I went to the costume shop and I saw this really cool umpire outfit.
Okay.
And I thought, that's cool. But then I thought, well, an umpire's not really sexy. You know, I'm sorry to my umpire fans.
No, I understand
both
that.
Both of them, you know.
Yeah. Some are.
I've yet to find. Okay. But then I thought, maybe I can glam it up. So then I thought, there what if go. He's like a vampire? So I was a vampire.
Oh, clever. Look
right.
at that.
You know.
That's a good Scrabble word.
Dang, yeah, vampire. I got to show off my gams, you know,
right?
All that.
So. You sound like some like supermodel from like Austria. I'm vampire. Just one name,
oh
like Tucci.
Gosh.
But here you are with a new album. Tell us a bit, you know, you were on tour for a while with Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah, those were a few different tours. It was like, you know, once a year for like a month or, you know.
Yeah, but it's time.
I loved it. Oh my gosh, my favorite thing. It's so great.
And she's so great.
Yeah, and that was the last time I saw you when we had a show
right.
in Florida.
With Amy. Hey, Amy.
Yeah, Amy. Amy Mann, yeah.
We were at in Lake Worth or somewhere around
right.
there
yeah.
in the theater. And it was,
yeah.
And you know what I like about that theater? See, I like smaller theaters because there's more of like an intimate vibe
right.
to it.
Right.
And you can feel the energy, I think,
yes.
more between the artist rather than the fans.
Yes. Yeah.
And no, that was a good time.
That was fun.
How's Belinda doing?
She's great. We're working on her new album
yeah,
now.
I knew
so.
You were. I felt that.
Oh. So, yeah.
Cool. How's the new album coming for her?
Good. Good. We've started a few and I love working with her. She's just amazing. She's so fun and just really generous.
Who else are you working with now?
Let's see. I recently worked on the New Kids on the Block stuff.
Okay.
The last two albums. And then did some J-pop and K-pop stuff.
Mm.
You know, just always working.
Yeah. Oh, that. So, you know what? I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
And you're always like so nice. So I'm like so happy that you're always working.
Thank
it
you.
Is true. When you're nice in this industry, you get work.
I
And like
yeah.
longevity.
Yes.
Because you're doing this a lot. You are in this.
Yeah.
You are in this for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, we met a long time ago.
I think Reagan was in office or something.
Right. So. Nancy.
Yeah.
Oh, let me just stop. I can get into so many political things right now, but let's keep this on a cheery note. You know what? Actually, that's a good time to, like, tell us about the song Vivian and Valerie.
So
I love the smile you just had. That tells you a lot right there.
It's funny. I almost cut the song from the album. Because I didn't know if anybody would like it or not. And then I thought, you know what? I like it. And, mm-hmm. you know, I like these characters who are actually based on some people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And
change the names to protect the innocent.
Yes. Yeah. And then I started playing it for people, and one reviewer really, that was his favorite. Mm-hmm. And then some friends, they've really kind of been drawn to it too. So I was like, well, what do I know? You know, here I was going to cut it. And
it's like that.
Yeah.
You know, like we're doing this book right now in the restaurant. It's like, what we think is great. I was like, no. And we think is like sucks. Everyone's like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's like, okay,
all
cool.
right. Well, here, listen. And I'm going to give you the scoop right now. Y'all can get it on November 9th on iTunes, right?
iTunes, Amazon.
In the store.
In stores too. Yes. Yeah. They even did CDs.
There's like a hard copy.
I know.
This
that
is
about?
Old school. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel so good. I have two in my hand. If you want one, tweet me at Max Tucci and I'll give you one. How about that? I will, because I have two. And one's for me and one's for you. But so here's the scoop. Tonight we're going to give you, we're not playing the whole song because I want you to buy the album. So you're just hearing tidbits and tadbits of God Bless the Queen with Gabe Lopez. And right now here on Max and Friends, Vivian and Valerie. We're right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Gabe Lopez, Vivian and Valerie, and Gabe is in the studio tonight here on Max and Friends. There's your mic.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
You know, it's like a friendship song.
Yes.
I love it. It makes you want to go down to West Hollywood right now.
Yeah,
right?
They're very good friends. They love each other very much. And they
clearly, and one is jealous when she walked down the street and all the boys looking at me. Vivian and Valerie. You know what? Just the names, I could see like a, you know, like a Futurama cartoon of these two walking through
West
Hollywood.
I would love that.
Well, let's create it. Yeah. Why not, right?
There's a video in the works too. I can't wait.
Oh my God. You should still make a cartoon aspect of it.
That would be cool. Okay.
You should. And you could do it. I can see it. I can see a cartoon aspect of them walking through West Hollywood. You remember like Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Like the cartoon aspect?
Oh, yeah.
But then it became real, like the Mary Poppins shit.
Yeah.
That was like, Mary Poppins was like some LSD trip.
It's amazing. And I can't wait to see the new one coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good times. Well, speaking of Mary Poppins, let's go back to Shakespeare, because clearly he wrote Mary Poppins.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But I want to talk about charity with you for a minute, because you're involved with Shakespeare Center of LA.
Yeah.
Will Power to You play on. Yeah. You're like doing so a bunch of things.
Well, they're all under the umbrella of Shakespeare. Well, it used to be Shakespeare Festival LA, and now it's Shakespeare Center. And I haven't been by there for a bit, so I need to go by and see everybody. But they do amazing Shakespeare there. It's all, you know, set modern, and it just shows the relevance of the work. And then in addition to their live theater, they have youth programs, one being Will Power to Youth, Shakespeare, you know, Will Power to Youth.
Right, of course.
And it's, you know, learning human relations awareness and just a lot of things that the schools maybe can't get to.
Well, let's be honest, that don't get to.
Yes.
Oh, come on. They're taking out art. They're taking out this. Yes. They're taking out that. Let's just be real. Yeah, exactly. Here, I'm Max's friends.
You know, and
that's why we need organizations like this.
Yeah.
Because it's lacking.
Yeah.
And this is another great thing for kids to do because you can put down your phone and actually learn something.
Right. Right. And it's a paid job for them too.
There you go.
You know.
It just gets better.
Yeah. You know. And play on is a music part of the equation. And I was kind of like the, you know, one of the leaders of when it first came out. Yeah.
Hey everyone at Shakespeare Center of LA, how do we get in touch with them?
On their website, which I believe is Shakespeare Center.
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know. Listen, it's late. It's Sunday. We'll figure it out right now. Hey Google, what's the website for Shakespeare Center of LA? Look, here's my producer. It is exactly this. I'll tell you all in just 1 second. Thank you for joining us here on Max and Friends. Hey everyone. And the website is shakespearecenter.org. Oh, look, and there's Tom Hanks involved.
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson co-chair their celebrity events every year.
Well, there you go. Let's do an event. We'll raise money for y'all, Shakespeare Center of LA. So let's talk about the album because it's released on November 9th, which I know it doesn't seem like that far away, but it's like another week.
Yeah, I like, have nerves for it. Yeah.
This is your week. You're coming here like, I'm nervous. I'm like, just let it unfold naturally. It's already in my hand.
Yeah.
There's no turning back now.
No turning back.
So what is it from this album that you feel like, how have you matured with this album as a writer and as a musician?
With each album, I try and like bleed more for it. You know, I just try and be as honest as I can be and just to tell the stories as well as I can. And I really tried to do that here. And then, you know, with all the touring, just keeping the voice in shape, I tried to have the best vocal takes and the best production. And, you know, I'm playing all the instruments on there. So I try and be a better musician. It's just, you know, how can I grow? How can I make a better journey out of this album? And how can I communicate better?
Right. Well, how can you?
Right?
How can we all learn to communicate better?
Yes.
Tune into the album.
Yeah. Maybe that'll help.
Right? Maybe that will help. But so for you, you know, you are involved like 1,000,000% with all your albums. I mean, I've known that since day one when I met you, how involved you are.
Yeah.
So with the title, God Bless the Queens, like why God Bless the Queens? And why did you put God in the title?
That's a very good question. You know, I was kicking around a lot of other ideas for album titles, which may be titles in the future. And I wanted something that caught your attention and that was big, but also had some sort of, you know, double entendre and you know, deeper meaning and something that made people think.
I know it does.
Hopefully it does.
And there's more than one queen.
Yes. Yeah. You know.
So do you do like focus groups on titles ever? Like you do it and then you should release it.
Yeah. I just have to go with what feels honest and right. Yeah.
So why does this feel honest and right?
Because I feel like we're in such an interesting time right now in our country, and there's a lot of divide and a lot of divide on many issues. And I feel like the community, LGBT community, needed just some unifying, because I think even within that there's some division
and judgment
and although the album really isn't political per se, there's a lot of just messages that should be talked about.
You are talking about them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Listen, anyone that can shed a light on someone and bring them up, and that's what you do. You know, just even you as an individual, you know, you're always so loving and kind and caring, and you always want the best for everyone. So I think like this is just a reflection of who you are at this moment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah. Just, you know, stories of, you know, the past year and just things that need to be said, maybe in a kind way, but in an honest way.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's the way things should be said, in a kind and honest way.
Yeah.
You know, and there's the way, listen, I'm honest, right. But I'm also sometimes like cutthroat honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, the loving way, though, of honesty, because you're speaking a truth, you know?
Yes.
So, and to not offend people, tell us about Lasso.
Oh, Lasso, so that, there's a video out for that, too, which I love. My friend Patrick Broderick directed it, and it was his whole concept.
Where can we watch the video first and foremost?
On YouTube.
It's out there now?
Yeah.
So like before the album?
Yeah.
So teaser, go get it.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
Go watch it. So the song is about this push and pull, you know, when you're in a relationship and you feel like you can't get out of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I've written about that before, and I wanted a new way to say it. And then there was like a Wonder Woman preview or something about Wonder Woman. And I'm a huge Wonder Woman fan. So I saw that. I'm all, oh, Lasso, that's it. And so then that's, you know, I kind of just dressed up the song around that.
And bring it all together.
Yeah.
So let's lasso it right now here on Max and Friends. Gabe Lopez, we'll be right back.
Baby, my wrists are cut, I'm bleeding. And you're tightening your rope. My mouth is dry, I'm suffocating. Guess it's a loving you go. You knock me right out of the saddle, where the desert sun sets, and loving you was such a battle, but I'm not giving up yet. Even the news couldn't tear me away from you. Baby, it's no use, I'm loving you till I'm black and blue. That's right, I said it, loving you till I'm black and blue. So what you gonna do with your lasso, lasso? You got your lasso, lasso right around my neck, right about my heart that's barely beating for you. I'm barely breathing out too. So what you gonna do with your lasso, lasso? Baby, my blood and sweat are dancing. See how they're making you glow. You're so entrancing. This love won't let me go, let me go. Even the news couldn't tear me away from you. Baby, it's no use, I'm loving you till I'm black and blue. That's right, I said it, loving you till I'm black and blue. What you gonna do with your lasso, lasso? You got your lasso, lasso right around my neck, right about my heart that's barely beating for you. I'm barely breathing out too. So what you gonna do with your lasso, lasso?
Hey, Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Gabe Lopez and the song Lasso. A tidbit of the song Lasso. Just a flavor.
Yeah.
Go watch the video on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube?
Yeah.
YouTube. Your YouTube channel?
It is
it's
YouTube.
Out there.
Gabe Lopez songs.
There you go.
Yeah, I should know.
You'll know.
Yeah.
Everyone else knows. Yeah. Who knows you? Amy, what is it?
Yeah. Well, that's Amy. She's so good. God. I love Amy.
Right? Yeah. All right, so let's get, you know, for you, and because you work with such a broad age demographic of musicians. Mm-hmm. For those that are like starting now and they want to be a musician, what do you tell them?
I would say, I mean, there's a few things. One, if you really, really, really want to do it, and it truly is in your heart, learn your craft. You know, if you want to sing, take vocal lessons, or if you, you know, want to play an instrument, just really grow as, you know, as much as you can as an artist and performer and musician.
Do your work.
you know, there's, unfortunately, a lot of people that move here and they think, you know, well, oh, I'm pretty and, you know, I can be a, you know, singer.
Right.
And it's, you know, you encounter a lot of those. And it's not about that being the model. It's about communicating something and
about being the soul.
Yeah.
You have to be able to tell that story.
Yeah. And yes, people who are pretty will get, you know, to a certain level or get, mm-hmm. you know, a certain distance. But I think
it's a star is born.
Yeah, I think the talent is what shines through and keeps burning.
It does. And, you know, and that's like for you, you are like, you keep burning in this industry. Have you ever been burnt out?
I mean, there's been a couple times where, you know, you're working hard and mm-hmm. you forget to put the brakes on and take a vacation.
Right.
You know,
I think and drink water.
Yeah. What's that?
Right. Exactly.
You know, I got my coffee.
Right.
No, but I'm known for being a workaholic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love the work. I absolutely love doing
because
music.
It's your passion.
It is. I'm thankful for it. And I think that's another thing too. If you're looking to do it, make sure it is your passion, you know, and whatever it is that you're passionate about, tackle it and go full force.
Yeah. You know, we always talk about here on Max and Friends, how to discover what it is. It's your passion or what is your heart virtue.
Yeah.
And we have a great, so many people have been on the show. Tamara Bowman is one of them. And she talks about heart virtues. And the way to really discover your heart virtue is what is it that gives you chills? What is it that makes you weep? Yeah. And what is it that you will like lose sleep over?
That's so true. And I have all that.
Yeah.
You know? And I heard another one too. I can't remember where, but it was, okay, if you knew that you would 100% be successful in this, what would that be?
Oh.
And it's true. If you knew for sure you would be successful in it, what is it?
Oh my, and it could be more than one thing.
Sure, you know.
I'm like this.
Yeah, but then you know like what you would love to do.
And this, for me, this is one of them. Like I love to be here.
Yeah.
And especially in the studio, and I love to have you sitting here across from me
tonight.
It's
so cool.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's totally fun. So, you know, tell us about California Blues, because that is featuring Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah.
And I love that you put some blues aspect into this.
Yeah,
because you went from Lasso to like funkiness and to like that beat was killing it, by the way.
Thank you
That jam is dope.
Thanks.
So California Blues, tell me about that and how you got Belinda involved.
It's really a thank you song, you know. It's mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's a bumpy industry, you have your ups and downs, mm-hmm. and the song is a thank you, you know, for three different people who were, you know, kind of there, mm-hmm. you know, for me at, you know, bluesy days or bluesy weeks or months or whatever you have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Right.
Seasons. Reasons.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. So we were working on Belinda's last album that came out this last year. And
which album was that?
That was her Wilder Shores album. Mm-hmm. And so I produced and co-wrote that with her. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, you know, I asked if she would be interested in maybe singing backup on something. Mm-hmm. And I gave her, you know, CD of it, and she drove off, and she called me like after 4 minutes. So she had literally just played the song, and she's all, "I know what I want to do with it." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, is that a yes?"
What's the Belinda voice when she told you that?
Oh my god, I don't know if I can do it. It's so distinct, and
it is so distinct.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is.
And then, but everything she came up with, I mean. That was her, you know. She came up with all of her background vocal parts. Every time you hear a harmony, it's me and her together, and she's just phenomenal. Yeah.
There's a seat here.
Yeah.
Will you bring her next time?
Yes.
Promise.
I will try.
We'll make it work.
Whenever
she can, we will. All right, but you'll work that out.
I'll try. She's amazing to work with. Like, just so
But
wonderful.
I would love to have you both here and just talking about life and music, because she's also super like spiritual, connected to ground,
wise.
Earth, and source.
Yeah.
No, and we love that here on Max and Friends. So let's just, you know what? Let's bring our essence here with California Blues featuring Belinda Carlisle and Gabe Lopez. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends.
Down and I get lost with you, I'm found. Oh, and we take on the neighborhood, the bad and good of Hollywood. California, California blues. steal your heart away. Oh, but your love never disappears, like you're the summer's fall, yeah.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm Max Tucci, and that was Gabe Lopez featuring Belinda Carlisle, California Blues. I'm just, and again, y'all, I'm just playing little snippets of it because the album drops November 9th.
November 9th.
Why November 9th?
I don't know. No, the label asked if they pitched a couple dates. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's a whole schedule. Like, I was working on it, you know, finishing over the summer. I had to turn it in August sometime. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple different dates, and that's what we
and that's what you chose. That's yeah. fun. Yeah, no, it's a Scorpio the album.
It's yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I do that usually. I have a lot of musicians come out and authors, and I'm like, ooh, that's an astrological sign. You are birthing a Scorpio.
Oh my gosh, I have more Scorpios in my life than any other sign. It's weird.
You see, and now your album. You remember this song?
Oh yes,
I love this song. Yeah. Yep. That's one of my jams with Linda Carlisle. But yeah, oh wait, before we have to pay for it.
Oh my gosh. It's so phenomenal to watch her on tour. I watch her show every night when we're on tour. I'm on the side of the stage watching her show. She gives it all every time. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. Totally beautiful to witness her. When are you going on tour?
I'm not sure yet. Right now we're doing like the promo stops, you know, for radio and print and all that. So this next year sometime, I need to figure out the dates for that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Dina, can you come in here real quick? Because I need help with this. I'm the first one to ask for help. And I've learned that to be true. Always ask for help if you need it. It's a good thing to do. But, you know, so moving on. So with the album, God Bless the Queens, out November 9th. How was it working with Spectrum Music Group?
They were so great. It's funny. They liked Lasso when they first heard it, and they wanted mm-hmm. to put it on a compilation mm-hmm. Of up-and-comers. I feel like I've been an up-and-comer forever now. But no.
What does that mean, up-and-comer?
I don't even know. But I was just thankful to be a part. And then they they wanted to hear more. They wanted to do an album. So I sent them 4 songs that were, you know, pretty much done. Mm-hmm. And they made an offer for the record deal. And then I just worked on the rest of the album, finished it, and then, you know, we picked out the dates. Yeah.
What number album is this for you?
4. There's a live album too, but yeah, 4.
4.
Yeah. 4 studio albums. Yeah.
4 studio albums.
Yeah.
Did you think when you were getting into this industry, you would have 4 studio albums?
Yeah, I hoped. I mean, I hoped to have a ton more.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got to like wrap this up.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
So, all right. What else do we have to cover? I think, like, how can people find you? By now they know.
Yeah. The website, GabeLopez.com. And then on Twitter, it's at Gabe Lopez Songs. On Instagram, it's at Gabe Lopez. And
GabeLopez.com.
Yeah.
So
Facebook
simple.
And all that. Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah.
So simple. All right. Well, before we go, what do you want people to take with them into this week? Give them some love and inspiration.
Keep your heart open. Keep your ears open. Love.
Yeah.
You know, spread good vibes. Because I think we all kind of need it.
We do. Yeah. Especially, you know what? We could have talked about a million things tonight here on Max and Friends. I'm so glad we're ending with love.
Yes.
But, you know, I can't let you go without playing another song. And y'all know I always say goodnight in good karma. So, of course, the song I'm saving it till now.
Yeah.
Karma Kamikaze. What's this all about?
Okay. So, you know, like when you're in a relationship and maybe you don't get it right, you know, and then the next relationship, you don't
karmic
get it right.
Relationships.
Yeah. It's like, you know, and you just don't get it right. But, and maybe in past lives you didn't get it right either because mm-hmm. you did this or because you did that. And
right.
maybe it's your own fault.
Okay.
And so the song is about that. And you keep coming back till you get it right.
Until you get it right. Yeah. All right, Karma, Karma, Karma. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Right now, Karma Kamikaze.
Casanova Desperado. Stole some golden El Dorado.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That is Gabe Lopez's song playing in the background, Karma Kamikaze. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight, Gabe.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure. Thank
it's
you so much.
So much fun having you here. I'm going to leave you all with this quote tonight, and then we're going to play out the song. No amount of anxiety makes any difference to anything that is going to happen. But what I do know about anxiety is that it might motivate you into doing something that you really didn't want to do, but that anxiety kicked you in the ass and now you're doing it. So sometimes don't fear anxiety because it's just false evidence appearing real. Embrace it and go into this week loving yourself and loving others. Like Gabe said, love, 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 love. And this Karma Kamikaze is my jam right now. But you know what? I got to say hi to my girl Fatu Job. You know, Fatu's the girl that I discovered in the subway who's now literally like a huge model. And she got her first cover, which is Numero. So go get it. It's out next week, Numero. So it'll be out when God Save the Queens is out. God bless the Queens. God save the Queens, too. Save the Queens. Bless the Queens. Enjoy the Queens. Enjoy yourself. Love one another. I love you for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Follow me on Twitter, at Max Tucci, Instagram, Max Tucci Radio. And until we meet again, good night and good karma for Max and Friends. Good night. Oops, I said goodnight too soon. I forgot November 1st is the SOS 25th anniversary luncheon that I'm chairing in Florida for the children of SOS. Go to sosflorida.com for more information. Thank you, Tommy Rose. Thank you, Rolanda Watts and Mark Strickland, because we will be at the Boca Resort on November 1st raising money for the children of SOS. So check out sosflorida.com. Love y'all. Good night and good karma for real now. Just